Hello, this is the Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Yesterday, the Pokemon Company revealed a slate of new experiences, including a robust new cloud service and a plan to turn sleeping into entertainment. To start, there's a new game launching in 2020 called Pokemon Sleep, where your sleep will impact gameplay. The goal, according to the company, is to give players a reason to look forward to waking up in the morning. The company has also partnered with Nintendo on a new sleep tracking device called the Pokemon Go Plus that will connect to the popular mobile game, which itself will receive gameplay updates designed around sleep and rest. The cloud service is called Pokemon Home, and it lets users gather all their captured monsters from various games in one place. It's launching in early 2020 for iOS, Android, and Switch, and will connect to a larger range of modern Pokemon titles and the previous 3DS cloud platform Pokemon Bank. Microsoft still hasn't officially confirmed the existence of its rumored Windows Lite operating system, but the software giant is dropping some pretty big hints about the future of Windows today. Nick Parker, Microsoft's corporate vice president of consumer and device sales, appeared on stage at Computex yesterday to detail the company's vision for a modern operating system. While Parker didn't unveil Windows Lite, a rumored lightweight version of Windows for dual-screen and Chromebook-like devices, he did reveal how Microsoft is preparing for the new device type. With the EU readying an antitrust investigation and the US Supreme Court clearing the way for a class action lawsuit over its 30% commission, Apple has gone on the defensive about how it runs its App Store. Ahead of its annual developer conference next week, Apple will set out its principles and practices for the App Store. Our users trust Apple, and that trust is critical to how we operate a fair, competitive store for developer application distributions, Tim Bradshaw said. A medical application from London-based startup Babylon has become the test case for tech companies that propose to cut costs and improve primary care for the UK's overburdened public health service. But a report on GP at Hand, which enables video consultations with doctors, suggests that it could exacerbate inequalities in healthcare because 94% of its users are under the age of 45, raising the possibility that those with the greatest health needs will benefit least from the mainstreaming of such model. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.